It's time now for StoryCorps Griot. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from this project that's recording Black Americans across the country. Grady Hospital in Atlanta was segregated until the mid-1960s. But there were times when Blacks and whites found themselves sharing the same space. Murray Brown was a nursing student at Grady in the 1950s, and here she remembers those times. But first, a warning. This piece contains language that will offend some listeners.
I came to Grady in the September 1956 class. At that time, Grady was a segregated hospital and a segregated school of nursing. We shared a common instructor and a common classroom at different times. I had a rotation through the operating room and was in recovery room. And this white patient woke up and she looked and she saw a Black nurse. And she said, "Well, I be if it ain't a little darky." Then one day, this white man woke up and he was in traction. And he looked around and all three of his roommates were Black. Well, somewhere along the way, he had kept his pocket knife and he managed to cut all the ropes of traction on him. He crawled out of the bed and crawled up to the desk and told him he wasn't staying in the room with them niggas. So even though they might have been sick, they didn't hesitate to call you out of your name. Then one day I got good and disgusted, and I says, "I'm quitting. So I don't want to be no nurse no more." Every weekend I'd pack my clothes and say, "I'm going home." And I had a classmate who was older, so she would unpack them. Fast as I packed my clothes on Friday, Leela unpacked them. And this went on for quite some time. So finally, I stopped packing them. And I decided I'm going to stay.
That was Murray Brown at the StoryCorps Griot booth in Atlanta. Brown is now retired from her 42-year nursing career. All the Griot recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to npr.org/newsandnotes.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.